Parks and Recreation is a comedy about small-town bureaucracy. The deputy parks director of fictional Pawnee, Indiana, is Leslie Knope, played by Amy Poehler.
You know, government isn't just a boys' club anymore. Women are everywhere. It's a great time to be a woman in politics. Hillary Clinton, Sarah Palin, me.
That was from the show's pilot. The program is now in its fourth season, which finds Knope running for city council. She does what many real-life political candidates have already done in this election season. Knope writes a book.
I wrote it as a reference for myself, but then my campaign advisor said we should make it a big, wide release. So we had people contribute, and we added pictures, and we removed a lot of my poems and emotional ramblings and pictures of unicorns, and here it is!
Pawnee, the greatest town in America, is now in real-life bookstores. Amy Poehler recently joined us to talk about it from the set of Parks and Recreation in Studio City, California. I asked her why she's so often drawn to political humor, both on this show and when she was a cast member of Saturday Night Live.
I worked on SNL for so many years, and I started my career there at a time when people thought we could never be funny again.
Right after 9/11, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then I ended my career there playing Hillary Clinton during a race that everybody was watching during a time when the country was really paying attention to politics. So switch over to Parks and Recreation, people's interaction with government is usually not on a macro level. It's not a presidential election. It's going to the DMV. It's figuring out who's going to open up a park in their town or, you know, who do I complain to about my curbs being too high.
When the show started, President Obama was coming to office and the country felt very positive despite the terrible things going on. Has the show had to change as the country has become so much more cynical about government in the last few years?
Well, it's interesting because we had an arc on our show where the government ran out of money.
Okay, you need to understand that just to keep this town afloat, we probably have to cut the budget of every department by 40 or 50%, okay?
Well, but Chris said that you just had to, you know, tinker with things.
Yeah, he said that because that sounds a lot better than we're going to gut it with a machete.
So the Parks Department was so low on the totem pole that everyone was afraid they were going to lose their jobs. And it was created by taking the temperature of the country and everyone all over the United States, like, realizing that opening a park or getting a playground built was a low priority, unfortunately. Everyone was trying to save their job. So, yeah, the show has changed. But people watch our show and they think it's a red state show. And then other people watch it and think it's a blue state show. And I think there's something fun about the politics of the show aren't very clear.
You know, the show often brings in national political elements of the conversation. Let's play this clip from a recent episode.
No matter what you heard, ma'am, the truth is I was born here.
If you were so born here, then where's your birth certificate?
Well, I don't carry my birth certificate around with me.
Why? Because you're hiding something? Exactly. You should go back where you came from.
I am back from where I came from.
That sentence was confusing. You might as well be from China.
That's ridiculous.
Is it?
I'm from here.
Okay, so there's the birth certificate controversy in Pawnee. What do you see happening in politics now that you expect we'll be seeing in the show in the coming weeks and months?
This season, Leslie's running for office, and she has to decide how she's going to run for city council and what that means as far as placing ads, giving speeches, what kind of person she's going to have to become. And we were just talking today about Leslie making her first campaign ad, and the first one she makes is so encouraging and positive, she actually forgets to remind everyone that she's running for city council. And her advisors are like, you're going to have to get a little bit more dirty. So there's a lot of fun with that, about getting into the mechanics of how a campaign is run on a much like smaller level.
Did you spend much time in small town America growing up?
I was raised in a very blue collar town outside of Boston, Burlington, Massachusetts. Both my parents were public school teachers. And then I lived in Chicago for a few years and got a sense of kind of that broad shouldered, windy, stern, Midwestern, warm slash passive aggressive. Wonderful. Every adjective I can think of.
I think
very
warm
cold,
slash passive aggressive is pretty good.
Warmly passive aggressive.
Did you ever go to Indiana as this show was in production or as you were beginning to work on it?
I did. When I had a job catering, I catered a wedding for the Smashing Pumpkins bassist in Indiana. And I served Billy Corgan shrimp off a tray.
That's insane.
It is. And I said to myself, 15 years later, I'm going to talk about this on NPR.
Does he know that you were his caterer now that you're famous?
He doesn't yet, but I'm hoping I can somehow get in contact with his management and get him to write a song about it.
Your parents did an adorable interview recently where they told the reporter about you as a kid. They said, she was the class secretary in high school. She loved high school. She was very organized and on committees. And I read that and I thought that could be a line directly out of Leslie's bio.
Yeah, certainly if you were to do a Venn diagram of Amy Poehler and Leslie Knope, there are a few things that you would find in the middle, and one of them is school activities and clubs. But there are a lot of things that Leslie and I do not share the same love for, like guns or camping, or Leslie finds Joe Biden attractive. I tend to maybe enjoy his politics.
Okay, so before we let you go, just a quick lightning round.
Okay,
all right?
I love lightning rounds.
Okay, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Nothing. I hate Halloween. I hate dressing up. I wear wigs, makeup, costumes every day. Halloween is like my least favorite holiday.
What song is on repeat on your iPod right now?
Adele.
Someone like you,
yes.
All right.
That song is off the hook good, and it makes everybody feel like they can sing it well.
If you could play anyone in a biopic, who and why?
Christy McNichol and the Christy McNichol story.
Explain.
There's no explanation needed for that, but let me think of something that your audience would appreciate, something a little bit more erudite.
You don't have to pander to the public
audience. No, please, NPR, allow me to. I would love to play Frank Gehry.
The architect.
The architect, of course.
And finally, what's on your DVR right now?
Up All Night, my husband's show, Parks and Recreation, constantly recording Law and Order. It's still the best show ever to fall asleep to. I usually get through the order. I'm asleep by the law.
So you watch your own show every week?
Yeah.
I kind of love that you and your husband watching each other's shows together. That's really sweet.
Well, what else are we going to do? Not watch it? Listen, any actor or actress that tells you they don't watch their stuff is lying.
What a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry. That's how I'm going to end on. Well, maybe you can edit that out.
Amy Poehler plays Leslie Knope on NBC's Parks and Recreation. And the husband she just mentioned, that would be Will Arnett, who stars in Up All Night. This is NPR News.